this straw, I, in order that our mouth and eye may be delivered from this straw.
These are all the logic of the king to punish the Dalkak. Yes?
Dalkak said, O king, be calm. Do not scratch the face of clemency and forgiveness. Why such an excessive haste to take revenge? I cannot fly away. I am in your hand.
The funny fellow brings some other logic here. First of all, he say, what's the rush? I cannot fly away from you while I'm here, so give it a moment. Why are you rushing to imprison me? Yeah.
It is not right to be taste in correction. That is for God's sake. That which is humor and casual anger, he is in a hurry, lest he should become content.
Do you remember, this is the guy who rushed, and with the rush, killed the two horses, and provoked everyone. Now he's talking to the king, what's the rush? Why are you rushing and punishing me? Yeah.
He is afraid that if contentment comes and his anger goes, his revenge and the pleasure of it will be lost. False appetite makes haste to the food for fear of missing the pleasure. That is sickness indeed. The appetite be true, it is better to delay in order that it may be digested without difficulty. Will you beat me for the purpose of averting the calamity, to the end that you may see the crevice and block it up, so that the calamity will not issue from that crevice? Destiny has made a crevice beside that one.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah, great. Violence?
Violence is not the means of averting calamity. The means is beneficence and pardon and kindness.
This is a trick. This is something that you should swallow. You don't like it. Because he says what? He says,
alms is a means of averting calamity.
Mm-hmm.
Cure your diseased ones by alms, O youth.
This is in Arabic. Here is he said, and everything in Arabic means pay attention, and he will repeat it, explain it in the coming verses. Yes?
It is not almsgiving to burn a poor man and to blind the eye that meditates on forbearance. The king replied, charity and the occasion for it are excellent, but when you perform an act of charity in its place, you put the king in the rook's place, it is ruin. Likewise, the horse in the king's place, it is an act of an ignoramus.
This is the answer. That fellow will say, slow down, why are you rushing to do the bad stuff? Be cool and stuff like that. The king will say, That doing it slow has a special time. That being angry another time, there is different. There is no one rule. No matter what logical explanation you bring in, I create the opposite. So the opposite is always there. Yes?
Both bounty and severity are in the religious law. For the king, the throne. For the horse, the gate.
Yeah.
What is justice? To put in its place. What is injustice? To put it in its wrong place.
That's the point. He says, logically, you cannot bring the rules because it depends. It depends on the situation and stuff like that. Yes?
Nothing is vain that God created. Anger or forbearance or sincere counsel or guile. None of these things is absolutely good, nor is any of them absolutely evil.
Yeah. These are three verses you read. Should highlight that. He was preparing you to arrive to this, to understand that what is justice? You cannot say this is justice. It depends on the situation. This is the trick. The brain loves to have a rule 100% that this should be that. But that's stupid, because no matter what you could imagine and explain as goodness, you're changing one of the little details even around it, it will be opposite. The stuff that is just, you should study this situation here, that is just, yes. But that's always just, no. There is no general rule like that, yes?
The usefulness and harm of each depend on the place. For this reason, knowledge is necessary and useful.
Ah, this is why knowledge is necessary and beautiful and the goal. Because the benefit, winning and losing, depends on that situation. Yes.
Oh, many a punishment inflicted on a poor fellow is more meritous. More meritorious. Thank you. Than bread and sweetmeat. For sweetmeat unceasingly causes yellow bile, slaps, purge him of wickedness. Give the poor fellow a slap in season, it will save him from beheading.
Yeah, imagine somebody who is weak and poor, and you will kick him. And that way you save his life. Because if you don't kick him, he will do something bad and they will kill him for that. That's the trick, yes?
The blow is really inflicted because of evil disposition. Mm-hmm. The stick falls on the dust, not on the felt.
Ah, have you seen that? No. Because you have never seen cleaning the carpet. They rub the carpet and they kick it. You see? They don't kick the carpet. They kick the dust out. So, that's the situation that kicking is good. Because you're helping the carpet to be clean, right? That is the point, to understand that you should think constantly, permanently, always, because that's what you do. We are the servant of the thoughts, because we have a part of me. Whatchamacallit? Culture, something cultivated in me. This is what the culture is, right? Yes?
Every Bhagavan has a banquet hall and a prison. The banquet is for the sincere and the prison for the half-baked. A sore wants lancing and you apply a poultice to it. You will establish the pus in the sore so that it will eat away the flesh underneath, will be a half a profit and 50 losses. Dal Quark says, I am not saying let pass. I am saying, take some care to investigate.
Ah, is it? Don't be confused. I didn't say, let me go. I'm telling, slow down. Don't rush. This is what it is. I'm not telling you not to do anything and do this and that. He said, wait a minute, think about it and study it carefully. How long do you think you need to study it carefully? 3 weeks is good, because I prefer to stop it here, going to the end of the paragraph is a long time and I don't want to rush. So next time we will start from 2605, right? Okay. And do you want to do me to read the Persian today? Why?
Just because you like it?
I don't read it because just you like it. Oh my God. God forgive you, inshallah.